This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? And Rodney,
yes,
how you
sir.
Doing, my man?
Yes, sir, I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you on board. And there's no Steve-O.
He's busy taking an early vacation. You know, those mortgage lenders, they like to get an early start.
That's true. But you know what? He also told me that he's visiting a couple places that where they may have some advertisement for us.
I like to hear that.
I like to hear that.
That's a business write-off.
He may be doing that. What's been going on with you, buddy?
Not a lot. Just working hard. Working church. That's what I'm always telling people.
Yep. And we're getting ready. I guess we're getting ready for a lot of things here coming up. But, you know, we're just waiting for a little bit of details on this whole Cowboy and what's it called? The NFFL or what?
NFFC.
NFFC. So if that thing pops up, that's great, and we're ready for it. Also, God, I'll tell you what, Rodney, I got the itch for the season, man.
I've had it for a while now. It's just this is the lull in the off season where, you know, we can only talk about OTAs and our draft picks so, you know, for so long before we got to really start seeing them go up against competition and really start banging heads and get going. I'm with you. I'm itching.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun this year too. We're going to have this room packed with a couple more interns giving us information, and
absolutely.
Actually, it's just going to be more. They're going to be getting us more booze and popcorn and stuff.
Our
like
booze
that.
Runner.
No kidding. Big news in Cowboys camp right now. Obviously, everyone knows about it, is David Irving, and he got suspended for 4 games, which I think is BS. I really do, because the guy wasn't. Maybe I'm just a Cowboy fan, but you know what? I don't think this guy was doing it to get an edge on anyone. It was his company. And it's, again, like I said it before, it's the Cowboys. Cowboys should have been up to par with that, and the NFL as well. I'm sure you have to do stuff like that to tell the NFL and your team what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, no, we talked about this weeks ago when the news broke, and I'm with you on a couple of things. One, I think you might be too close. You're a bit of a homer on it.
Right.
And I understand and respect that because, unfortunately, the Cowboys, David Irving, his representation, they didn't do their homework on this. Mm-hmm. They put themselves in a bad spot where this could happen, and unfortunately, now he's being penalized, and then obviously the team's being penalized. You know, the first 4 games of an NFL season are – very important, you know. I don't know the exact data on it, but you start 0-2, you have a, you know, your likelihood of making the playoffs
especially
is like
in the NFC East,
right? I mean, you can't give
game,
games away.
Yeah, every
so,
game is important.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, this lesson's going to have to be learned the hard way, and someone's going to have to step up and take his place, and we're just going to have to roll with it. Unfortunately.
Well, before we get to the guy taking this spot that I'm really high on, by the way. Can you believe that? I'm already filling the spot in.
Next.
But I just don't understand how the NFL, it irks the hell out of me. You got a cash cow named Dallas Cowboys. It's a piggy bank that's just, anytime you're hurting for cash, this is the team that will put you back on a map. Why do they come after us all the damn time?
I don't think taking him out of the lineup is really going to take any money out of the NFL's pocket. In their mind, they're probably sitting back thinking, like, the Cowboys are people are still going to watch. The people are still going to show up to the games. They're still going to buy advertising. They're still going to buy jerseys, et cetera, all on down the line. The money aspect of it, I don't think that's really going to be affected by it. It's going to be more about the play on the field and the wins and losses than
right.
anything, which I guess in a way you could say then – has a,
right,
a you know
impact.
Has a financial impact to it, of course, yeah. But you know, it's not like, you know,
Right.
You know, I don't know. It's not like you're taking your best player off the field necessarily, but he's still very important without a doubt.
I mean, honestly, though, we're going to be facing some hell of a running backs this year.
Right.
We've got our game against the Cardinals. We got even the Rams got that Gurley guy. I mean, come on.
Right. Well, you know, and not only that, defensive end was a focal point in the offseason. It was a deficiency of ours last year.
Right.
And now we're already starting the season losing one of our key components to that right off the bat. Now we have, hopefully, you know, the pieces that we've picked up in the draft and free agency and elsewhere that, you know, they'll be able to take care of that void. But regardless, that was a need. That was a deficiency we had last year, and now we're starting the season losing one of those pieces already.
No question about it. But you know what? We got this guy that's filling in that I'm really high on here, DeMontre Moore. Outstanding highlights, man. This guy's played against us, too. He's a New York Giant, and he bull rushes. This guy is fast, and this guy really – I mean, Taco can learn from him because Taco plays just like him, too. But now you got NFL experience, and Taco should look at this guy. He can play.
Right.
I'm telling you, this is going to be a big-time player for us.
And I hope you're right. My curiosity to the signing was, why is he available, I guess, in a way? You know, if he is a – impact player, you know, what's the baggage, or what's the, you know, what is his deficiency, why is he available, you know what I mean? So but regardless, sometimes when those players are out there, they can, you know, it's a blessing in disguise. Sometimes they just need a fresh start, someone to take a chance on them, you know.
Right.
I can relate. The next person that takes a chance on me might get the best of me, right? You know, so same goes for DeMontre Moore.
Exactly. And we're moving on to – hey, speaking of Taco Charlton, man, he picked up a little endorsement from a Mexican restaurant.
You got to love that.
Yeah, it's all about the name brand.
Yep.
What can we do with my name, by the way?
Jono.
Just go with Jono.
Jono. You could be like a magician or something. That sounds like a magician's name, doesn't it? Jono the Wonderful. Or Jono.
Or guy that swallows swords.
Yeah, there you go. Or fire.
Yeah, I could really do that.
You could pull that off. It's like heartburn. That's all it is. It feels like heartburn.
Just take Maalox afterwards. Yeah. But Taco Charlton signs up with Taco Bueno. How about that?
Good taco.
Have you had that?
No, I have not, no.
Oh, I don't think we have that here.
I have no doubt that I would enjoy it, though.
No, I don't think too many tacos slip by you
no,
either, Rodney.
No, not at all.
Definitely. And on to other news here. Scott Linehan?
Linehan.
How come I always screw that last one up?
Linehan. There you go.
It sure looks like Linehan. Even when he was in St. Louis, I called him that. Anyway. He's really high on this wideout named Noah Brown. I don't know how the hell we could get another wideout, though.
I don't know where we have the room for it. But, you know, off-season training camps, and when official training camp rolls around, you want competition. You want a big group of talented players fighting for whatever position they're going after, because that's going to bring the best out of all of them. So, and then to be honest with you, it's also, you know, coming from Linehan or coming from any coach or the organization, you know, it's kind of, you know, the PC talk. You know, it's just kind of lip service. You're always going to say that he's going to, you know, oh, I really like him. You know, you're generally speaking, you're not going to rip him. You know what I mean?
No,
so,
but I think there's a little love here.
Well, no, and that's good. That's good. I just want to see, you know what I mean? I'm just saying I want to see more of it and actually, you know, see him produce on the field. But again, where is he going to fit in?
Right. How many wideouts do we need? Or how many can we dress?
Right.
I mean, honest to God, you got like three tight ends, too, to where you can't put them at tight end.
Right. Well, one thing is for certain, a lot of these names that we've been talking about over the last couple – and this is a good problem to have. I do want to stress that. It is a good problem to have. But a lot of these names that we've thrown out there over the last couple weeks, you know, there's going to be a handful of them that are not going to be around when the season rolls around. It's just a numbers game.
What do you think about that? Do you think the number 53, how the hell they ever come up with that 53?
I don't know, but it needs to be expanded anyway. I think most of the NFLPA and the teams themselves have been asking for that for several years now just because of injuries and, you know, the overall product on the field. It would always be nice if you could dress just a couple more players. Because really, on game day, if you lose a special teams player, just one special teams player gets injured, chances are you're going to have to use an immediate backup on offense or defense or a starter to kind of fill that, you know, kind of fill that role. So, and if you want to be effective or not, so, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing them increase that a little bit.
And now our linebacking crew, people are a little excited about this Damian Wilson. I'm telling you, this kid can play. I seen him last year. I think the year before, I think he's really into the special teams, and he had like 240 snaps on special teams, and now it moved up to like 330, 340 on the special teams. So the guy's getting a lot of playing time, and I think they're going to have to utilize him more on defense too.
Right. Well, and again, this we've been stressing on it. We want to see improvement out of our defense, that defensive end, obviously linebacker. We have Sean Lee, but we also wanted to see, you know, some of these other new pieces that we have really step up and, you know.
Hold on that thought for a second. Sean Lee, that was the first time in a while that we've had a healthy season out of him the entire year.
Right, and you saw how much better the defense was as a unit whenever he's out there.
Yeah. So you know what? It's going to be interesting with a young secondary back there, and we've got a linebacking crew that I think is going to be young too. I, you know what? God forbid the league goes down. I think we can fill in these spots now.
Right.
I mean, they're. It kind of reminded me of the Cowboys defense in the 90s to where we relied a lot on speed.
Yeah.
And the pursuit and all that was on target. And I like what I'm seeing right now.
I do, too. I absolutely agree with you. And I'm okay with them being young. Mm-hmm. You know, like in years past, you would be fearful of a young offense or young defense or young whatever. But I feel like the game's just different today where, you know, college kids are able to step in and be, you know, have immediate impacts right away. And I'm okay with them being young because, you know, and don't get me wrong, there's going to be times that they're going to make mistakes because they are young. But there's also going to be times that they're going to make a fantastic play because they are young and they play a little reckless, right? Or just flying around out there, which I love to see on defense. I want my defense to just swarm and fly around and just go crazy. I love that. So, and you know, as long as they continue to get better as the year goes on and we have our best team going into, you know, the back half of the season, then, you know, we can get by with them making some young mistakes early on in the year.
Yeah. Yeah, I cannot wait. I wish just they cut down to the preseason game.
I'll get rid of them all together, in my opinion.
But again, how the hell you see 9-10 wideouts give them a shake?
That's true. It is true. You know, we shouldn't cut it out altogether, but I feel like they should cut it down a couple games. But
right,
because you're right, and this is this team that we have moving forward this year is a prime example. We got so many wideouts and so many defensive backs, and everywhere else, you've really got to let them.
That? Why are we doing that though?
Shouldn't we
emphasize the positions that we need?
Yeah, but I also think that, you know, you have to go into the off season in training camp with the mindset of, you know, I may not have my best team today, but we're going to be working towards our best team as the season progresses. And what I mean by that is that you have all these competitions now. Yes, unfortunately, you're going to have to make some tough decisions on some players. You're going to have to let them go, and they're going to go to other teams. But the ones you do keep, there's going to be some serious depth there because you know injuries are going to happen. Players are going to get hurt. Someone's going to have to step up. And if you have that competition, you breed that competition now. And throughout the early part of the season, you won't miss a beat whenever somebody goes down. And if you want to be a championship team, that's what you have to have. And right. And I'm okay. And that's exactly what I want out of this offseason.
And whoever we don't use, we could put in the scouting team, right?
Exactly. Or if for some, you know, there's not a lot of trades in the NFL, but if we show that we have a backup that is NFL ready, that can be a starter, he might make our team better because we can trade him off as an asset. He can go be a starter somewhere else, and we get a piece in return.
Yeah. Did you see that? Did you hear that? The tight end, I think his name's Bennett.
Martellus,
yeah.
Our old tight end that used to be with us.
Yeah, that I don't want to call him any names. But that guy ripped on Tony Romo. Said,
really? I didn't hear about this.
Favre so much better than Romo. Are you kidding? Get out of here. Or not Favre, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's in Green Bay. Is that where
Yeah,
Bay
he's
is?
In Green Bay now.
Of course he's going to say that. Yeah. Whatever. And the quote on face value, I don't know, was he asked, hey, is Aaron Rodgers better than Tony? You know what I mean? Like, who knows the context of the question and the answer, but yeah, whenever you hear something like that, it does sound ridiculous, that's what I hate about the internet, that clickbait. You know, that clickbait that comes from something like that. And you know what I mean? Because we weren't there. We didn't hear the actual question that was asked. Or did he go out of – if he went out of his way to make that comment, right. Then see you later.
Hey, you should have seen me this morning. I'm dropping my kid off at her summer camp, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this car. There's this car that's taken, like, another half spot.
I hate that.
Another half spot. And on the back of this license, it's got a Green Bay Packer.
It was probably my wife.
and I see the guy get out. I can't believe it. And now all of a sudden I become Larry David. Remember on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
He signs his kid in. I'm right behind him. I quickly sign my kid in too, and now I'm following him out. I go, yeah, that's a hell of a parking job. That's a hell of a parking job you did right there. And he goes, yeah, I was a little off. I go, you're not a little off. You're
not a little off. Let's be honest.
There's no car that could fit in that spot right there. And he's like, yeah, but I'm getting out right now. I go, I know that. But you know what? I had to park two spots down. It was like a Larry David episode.
I love it.
And then I go, oh, you're going to love this part. I go, I can't really blame you, though. And he goes, why is that? I go, well, you got a Green Bay Packer license. and you know what? I'm not going to rip on you because I know what type of people you guys are. And he goes, well, who are you a fan of? I go, I'm a Dallas Cowboy. You know the one that you guys bullshitted and got a big win over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, that's the one.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, I'll park any way I want. I'll talk to you later.
He gave you the stiff arm at the end.
Yeah, he gave me the stiff arm.
I love the fact that you followed him out there.
I love that. You know I would, too.
I absolutely believe it, and I wish I would have seen it because
– You would have died laughing.
Yeah, that and the look on his face whenever you know, not only do you call out his parking job, which is bad enough, which is probably where he thought you were going to leave it, and then you took it a step further and said, little Green Bay, yeah, I get it now.
Yeah, if he had it like a cowboy license plate, I would have said, hey, little fella. you know, your parking's making us all look bad. Because
right.
I'm a cowboy, too. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, right. And your parking's really horrible.
Right. Let's get it together.
Let's get it together next time, and don't smudge our name like that. But he was a Packer fan, and he lived like it was a happy parking for him and only him. And that just goes to show what type of people they are. Look, Rodney.
I love it.
I mean, look at the garbage cans outside. It's green and it's yellow on the top.
Yeah.
Huh? It's not gray and blue.
Let's go kick them over after the show.
Well, no. I mean, I think mine's like that, too.
Oh. Well,
yeah, don't kick my girl.
All right, I won't kick yours over then. But
yeah, but in any case, we got a big season ahead of us here. God, I can't wait for the Giants. I know. This is going to be a big game. They're already confident. They've taken two from us.
Yep.
Twice now we went down to these punks, the G-men.
Yeah, we're going to have a chip on our shoulder. There's no doubt about that because they did take us down twice last year. So, yeah, I know it's going to be the atmosphere – will be ramped up. The intensity will be ramped up. And, you know, since they took us down twice last year, you know that they're all the team's already thinking about it. You know that they are already
question.
They're already, you know, fueling that fire. So, I'm looking forward to it, too.
I'm so pumped up about it. Yeah. And, by the way, you're in my seat whenever the season starts.
Oh, I know.
That's where I'm at.
I'll slide back down.
Slide back down there, Rodney. That's your spot, and that's the captain. I'm the
I always
Captain Kirk.
I always wanted to ask you about that. Why last year when the season was going, you were always here, and then whenever we would do the show during the week or non-game days, you were on the other side.
I have no superstition or reason why I do that.
I mean,
I have a couple other shows too, and sometimes I'm over there. Sometimes I'm over here. Sometimes I'm over there. I don't know. A different vibe, you know?
Now I know why your name is on the door of the studio outside. This is your studio.
It's my studio. I run it the way I want to run.
You're kind of like the Green Bay Packer fan when he parks.
Stop it. Stop it. I at least don't take two microphones. Right?
Well.
All right.
You're loud enough to take two microphones.
And our very own Rich, our fans out there,
yeah.
Our new fans may not know Rich because he
hasn't seen
been out.
Rich in a while.
Well, he's out there.
He's out working hard.
Yeah, and we're gonna get him in during the football season too.
Yeah.
We're kind of pumped up. We're
absolutely
got everything going our way, folks. We got a sponsor. We got a law office. We got Tor Herman Law Office here. And these people, they do all sorts of litigations from drugs, from pharmaceutical to water, bad water out there, Rodney. How about that? I mean, they're all over the place, and
right.
These guys could definitely help you out. Whatever problem you got, give them a call at 1-888-508-6752, or you could go to Tor Herman Law. com, and that's Torherman law.com. How about that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean,
they do great work.
Just like any other business, you know, you want the people's trust, and the lawyer, I guess they need the most trust out of anyone, you know, and these are the right people here, because I met Tor himself, and he's a great guy, and he knows what he's doing, and you know what, he's down to earth to where you guys could talk to him.
Yep.
That's what it's all about, talking to people.
Exactly. You have to be able to sit down and trust that person that you're sitting across from, that you know you're getting the best advice, and that you know, there's that relationship that you build over
relationship. That's what we're talking about here, and I guarantee you, Tor wouldn't allow a person parking like that.
Oh, no.
He would jump right in with me. He would take care of business there. And he's got a lot of lawyers helping him out on this as well at their Tor Herman Law. 888-508-6752. All right, my friends. You know what? What do you got? What else you got, Ryan?
I don't know. I was going to ask you kind of what, you know, since this is just the off-season training camp, it's not the official training camp. You know, whenever training camp gets up and running here soon, you know, what are you looking for in particular? Is there anything, you know, anything in particular that you're looking for, you know, someone or some, you know, which side of the ball you're looking for to stand out, or, you know, anything like that?
Well, I tell you, I'm really looking at Jalen. I really can't wait to see.
I'm with you on that.
What the hell he's going to be doing. I mean, that's probably the box that at Christmas Day, you see that big gift box in the back.
Right, that, you have to wait until the end.
You're just waiting to get all these little gifts out of the way, and that's the big one. And
so
you know
you've
that's
had your eye on the whole time. Yeah.
That's what we're talking here. I really think that he is going to be an impact player on our defense. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. We want to see him healthy, happy, healthy, and flying around. And
yeah,
that's, you know,
yeah,
the
yeah.
only way for us to find out is to finally get between the lines and really start getting after
right.
it.
Right. And you know what? I think the first half of the season, you'll have Smith in there or Wilson in there with him, and they'll be going back and forth. And then it makes them comfortable.
Yep.
By the eighth game, I see Jalen just looking like that guy on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Just flying over the top and everything.
Forrest Whitaker's character.
Yeah.
What was his name in that movie? Gosh darn it. I should
yeah,
know.
Yeah. You know what? They made him
I out, know who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, they made him out to be a linebacker in the
right.
movie.
Right.
But he looks more like an offensive tackle.
Right. Yeah. Huge.
But our offensive line, I can't wait to see the protection they give. Dak. I mean, we got like three players in the top 30. We've got players in the top 100,
mm-hmm.
in the top 10. I mean, Jesus, what are we talking here?
Right.
Everything from dot to dot, it's like the movie Beautiful Mind here. You sit back and you're watching all these lines here and numbers, and they're all adding up to us. I know we've said it in the past. This is our year. But this is our year.
It sure feels like it, you know. And what I'm curious to see, besides Jalen Smith and some of the new pieces that we've added, is to make sure Dak takes another step forward, you know, and that our offensive line holds up. You know, they're a year older. You know that. It's always been a strength of ours in the past, and you know, and in order for Zeke to do what Zeke wants to do and run crazy all over the field, which he can still do even with a bad offensive line probably, but if he has a good offensive line, you know that he can just he can run wild. So those are two big things, because I feel on defense we're going to be a little young. They may make some mistakes here and there, but I feel like that's a group that's going to get better as the year goes on. So for me, early on in the season, I want to see how the offense takes that next step from what they were able to do last year. And I think Dak is going to be a key component in that. What's the rest of the league going to – how are they going to adjust to him?
Yeah.
Maybe they've seen how the Giants took – you know, handled him. That was the key reason why the Giants beat us twice last year, is because they really held Dak down.
Well, I really thought it was Terrence Williams not running out of bounds.
Well, that right. I why did you bring that up? You threw me off.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Yeah.
He just gave me a heart palpitation.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But Steve would put that on his wall.
Oh, his wall of shame. Yeah.
Yeah. Wall of shame.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think that all the components are put there this year. I think if you're looking at a horse race, you look at the charts and everything, you look at the past performances, and you're looking at this horse going, how the hell is this horse going to lose?
Right.
On paper, we got the best horse in the NFC East. Now, the thing in my mind is what you just said earlier, a couple minutes ago. Does a team not look at what it needs or what it needs to stop the Dallas Cowboys?
Right.
I mean, that you're going into a draft now. Are you thinking – not only my team, but what do the Cowboys have that I have to stop?
Right. Well, and I think that's that the key of any normal game plan. I think if I'm going to play devil's advocate and be the New York Giants, I'm going to sit back. I'm in the coaches' meetings right now, thinking about, all right, well, how did we what did we do well against Dak and that offense last year, and then how are they going to try to adjust to what we did? And you know, it's that chess game and that's why I love football so much, because it really is such a coaching and scheme has a lot to do with it. And you know, I think that both the Cowboys and the Giants are all sitting in, you know, opposite rooms thinking about how they're going to make adjustments and who's going to come out on top, obviously.
Right, right. I tell you what, throwing the Cowboy, you know, just the whole Cowboy entity right now and just talk a little football. I had my cousin over, right? And, you know, he doesn't know football. He doesn't watch it. He watches soccer. Soccer, okay.
He watches football.
Yeah, football. And he tells me, how do you like this? This is so boring. I go, boring? I go, have you really watched your soccer? I said, that's boring.
1-0, nil-nil.
That's boring. I go, you shouldn't even be allowed to pass back to your goalie 5-6 times a game. If you do, you get one of your yellow cards or something like that. Why a yellow card, too? It should be more... like a pissed off color, like a
like
dark,
an angry
dark,
brown.
Yeah, something like that. Don't give him a yellow.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then you give him a red, and then he can't play, and then they roll around on the. I said that's not a game. I said, right. I can watch, even if the Cowboys aren't playing. I can watch the Cleveland Browns take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can sit down and watch that.
Right,
and I can't do that with. Soccer, I can't do that with hockey. I mean, hockey, it's got to be the St. Louis Blues.
Yep.
If they're not playing, I really don't care.
Yeah.
I can't get into it.
Right.
But football is a special love that you could sit there and you can watch a game that has no reflection on you at all.
Right. Yeah, I probably come somewhere in the middle. NFL is definitely, at the top of my list of spectator sports that I love to watch. And not only that, but when I did play, it was to play that. But soccer is just it's a different kind of intensity. It's more of the anticipation of that.
Why do they constantly
goal,
pass it back to the goalie?
From the mid circle. You're getting lost in the semantics of it. I'm just thinking in terms of excitement, anticipation, because there is such limited scoring, so that when it does happen, it's like a firework going off,
Right.
Just because there is, there's a lot of strategy involved in soccer too. So.
And there should be no game where it ends in a tie.
I'm with you.
What the hell is a tie?
I mean,
what do you do? Handshake one another and then just leave? I paid good money to see my team win or lose.
Right. I'm with you.
And you know what? Be honest with you. I'm just throwing this out there, Rodney. You're kind of big. I'm kind of big,
I resent that.
Well, we are. Anyway, why couldn't we just park our asses right in that goalie crease and just take a tie all the time? If I could find 10 other guys like me, I'll have one guy playing offense, but 10 guys just standing in front of the goal. Maybe even throw one more guy on top of my shoulder, and then we just take turns first half, second half. He goes on top of you. And then we could even play tie to Arsenal. Huh?
The thought of seeing you in any goal crease makes me laugh.
Well, I'd probably have to wear a cup because those guys can shoot that ball. So, anyway.
Cat-like reflexes.
and then when they're about to shoot, I quickly turn them with my thighs, and then I got them in the back.
I could see you even being so steady back there. You could do a cartwheel in the goal and still be able to.
Well, if they have a penalty kick,
stop
that's
the shot.
What I'd be doing. We practice cartwheeling back and forth to mesmerize them. It's a Jedi mind trick. How about that? Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. Like I'm going to do that. Hey, folks. This has been one of our Cowboy podcast shows, I'm sure it's going to get a lot better here. But tune into our show, subscribe to our show, go to iTunes, go to Google Play, go to Stitcher. I mean, honest to God, if you guys, we're seeing the numbers. You guys have really blown it up, and we love you for it. And keep doing it. Start spreading the word some more. Get ready for season. I mean, people like Michelle out there in North Dakota or South Dakota, I don't know, same thing.
One of the Dakotas.
Yeah, and she said, I can't wait to be a part of it again, and that's what it's all about.
I'm with you. So we've been talking about how excited we've been about the actual season getting started, but in conjunction with that, getting back, in touch with our fans and watching the games together,
right,
and doing all that stuff. That's what makes doing this all worthwhile.
And it gets me out of the house too. I don't have to kick back with the wife watching a Cowboy game,
who has probably no interest in it whatsoever.
She has no interest in the Cowboys, and every time I say something, she'll curse my boys and we'll lose.
Yeah, and my wife's a Packers fan. So
what?
Yeah, I've told you this. You know this. My wife's a Packers fan. So, yeah, no, I can't. It's hard for us to be in the same household on Sundays or whatever.
That's your fault. I can't believe you haven't converted her.
She didn't tell me. She knew that I was
fine, but you couldn't convert her?
I'm working on it.
All right.
I'm working on it. We have a very eclectic household. I'm a Cowboys fan.
What about your kids?
I have one Dolphin fan, and you're going to get mad, but my stepdaughter that I brought with me today, she's a Giants fan.
A Giants fan?
I know.
What the hell's got into your family?
I know.
What are you, the Adams family or something?
It's very we all come from different football backgrounds. You know what the guy's honest truth as to why she likes the Giants is because she knows that's the Cowboys' rivals. You know how that goes.
So she tries to get on your nerves?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't have given her in my chair.
Oh, yeah. She's already fleeced you for everything out there, gone through your wallet, took your pens. There's going to be something on your desk later that whenever you go out there, you're like, oh, there's something off here.
I got booby trapped.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Rodney. Well, great having you on board, man. And have a great, happy 4th of July to you and all our fans out there and all the Cowboy fans. God bless, and you guys stay safe. You don't want to be like that New York Giant guy losing a couple fingers.
Yeah, don't blow your hand off.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Unless
you play for the New York Giants.
Yeah, unless you play for the Giants and you like playing fire.
They were playing
cherry
catch.
Bomb?
They were playing catch.
Oh, playing catch. All right. And I'm not supposed to rip on that. I get on this NFC site, and all I do is rip on it. They go, hey, man, don't you know he's lost fingers? I go, Yeah, but we're not tossing cherry bombs at each other, you know? That's crazy shit there. Anyway, that's what we got, my friends. Stay tuned. Next week, I think we're going to do one Friday. I think we got another show Friday. I don't know, though. We got a vacation next week, too. They're shutting down the studio. So stay tuned. We love you, Cowboy fans, and we'll catch you next time.
Go, boys.
Go, boys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.